the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Fans of the greatest 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, a weekly exploration of the greatest garage music of the 1960s, recorded here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand, broadcast across New Zealand and via selected campus and community stations in Canada. This is episode 340 of Retrospect. What a way to get underway. A band I'd never heard of until the last few days. They're called We Who Are. I believe they're students from Cedar Falls High School in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Recorded two tracks at Fred Lowe Studios in Davenport, Iowa. Very cool track to get this week's show underway, called Last Trip. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, this week's show is packed with even more obscure 60s garage. And here's an obscurity. So obscure, in fact, that on the Lost Souls Volume 1 compilation, the band was listed as unknown. They are called the Yardleys. They recorded their first 45 on a label called Foundation. That was in 1966. Let's check out the B-side called The Light Won't Shine.
Oh,
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Thank you.
Griffith Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We got the set underway with two tracks off the Quagmire compilation. Actually, volume 2 of Quagmire. We're going to have a few tracks off that in this episode. The first selection from the Yardleys, The Light Won't Shine. Then a band called The Bacardis, an A-side on Midgard Records. A track called This Time, very much inspired by The Birds. On a label called Midgard from Madison, Wisconsin. Very obscure band, the Bacardis. I believe they then became Light Brigade out of Illinois. Then finally in the set, very, very cool cover of the Yardbirds' Train Kept A-Rolling. Video up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Give us your like. The band is called The Rogues from east of Buffalo, New York, a place called Hornell. 1966-45 on Audition Records. The Rogues, Train Kept A-Rollin'.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Let's check out two more tracks off volume 2 of the Quagmire compilation series, an Australian released compilation from 2003 on a label called Finest Hour. My first pick, band out of Chicago, 1966 7-inch. The band is called The Crystal Tones, crystal with a K. This is Carol.
I'm George Putnam. I'd like to begin with a fact, a simple yet shocking fact. It is this: a flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
Walking by, I saw you.
know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. Military Chaplains Association of the United States, practically every major fraternal, civic, and religious organization, the juvenile court judges, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, innumerable psychiatrists, sociologists, and psychologists, attribute the moral decay among our people in very large part to the obscene and pornographic literature so prevalent in our society. This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
Oh,
is a set of four garage obscurities. First two off the volume two of the Quagmire compilation, both bands out of Chicago. Crystal Tones with Carol top of the set, then the Ravons from 1965 on GMA Records, track called Little Flirt. Then from California, a band called the Green Beans, a 45 from November 1965, the A-side Superstition, we had the B-side Don't Give Me No Friction from the Green Beans, and then finally off a compilation called No No No, 28 Moody, Somber and Tragic 60s Sagas. The band is called The Psychopaths out of Auburndale, Massachusetts. It was on a comp called Sweet Music and Garage Sounds in the mid-60s era. We took the B-side of their 45, track called See the Girl from the Psychopaths. Global Garage after this.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah. Time for our traditional Global Garage set. Picture of these next artists up on facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio. They are called Sam and Dan. They're kind of like a Latin American Peter and Gordon, I've seen them described as. They were Santiago Sam Melnati and Daniel Dan Echeverry. Essentially a duo who played covers of contemporary songs. As far as I know, just two 45s released on RCA. No albums or anything. This is Sam and Dan. Made it work.
I see her at dawn and I want to paint the black. No colors anymore, I want them to be black. I see the girl walk by in their summer clothes. My jab until my darkness goes. I see a line of caron dark soap in the black with flowers and my love was never to come back. I see people tend to jab and quickly laugh away like a newborn baby. It just happens every day. Inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my leather, I let happen into black. Maybe then you'll pay away and not have to pay this back. Not easy to face them up when your whole world is black. No more in vacancy within a deeper blue. I could not foresee this happening to you. If I look at her and I
devient un vrai concours. Les idoles, la centrale viennent suivre les cours. Chante, l'autoroute à présent devient remplie de gens. Chante, puisqu'il paraît qu'elle conduit à la tour d'argent. Moi je meurs, oui je meurs. Hélas, trois fois hélas, parce que je n'ai pas étudié. Vietnam et Cuba, c'est un joli gimmick. Treillis, chemise à fleurs et tu deviens beatnik. Chante, on paye très très mal l'ingénieur atomique. Chante, la musique a du bon lorsque l'on pense aux frites. Moi j'espère, oui j'espère. Peut-être, oh oui peut-être, que tu n'auras pas tout croqué. L'autre jour je passais devant Milano. Il y avait écrit grande cage à gogo. Chante, un jour dans un rêve tu verras comme moi. Chante, un petit homme noir avec une grande voix. Ce jour-là, ce jour-là. Peut-être, oh oui peut-être, tu te moqueras bien de toi. Tu te moqueras bien de toi. Tu te moqueras bien de toi. Tu te moqueras bien de toi.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
These are great people.
El árbol que un día grabamos tu nombre y el mío. Y comprendí que yo he de esperar por tu amor. Y que ese beso que te di solo fui un juego para ti.
Three slices of Global Garage. Sam and Dan, top of the set with Paint It Black. Then a guy called Ronnie Bird. You can see a video of him up on our Facebook page. Ronnie Bird, actually Ronald Mehu, French singer. Between 64 and 69, he recorded about a dozen 45 RPM singles and at least one album under the name Ronnie Bird. The track we had, Shant,
obviously a cover of Them's I Can Only Give You Everything, although entirely Ronnie Bird's own lyrics to that. Then thirdly in the set, Los Silvertones, off a full LP released in 1967 called La Vuelta, track called TV Lara from Los Silvertones.
I have been disappointed with some others. Mexico was worse. It's terrible.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Let's carry on with some more global garage. Here's a bit of Niederbeat, so Dutch beat music, off a comp called Niederbeat 63-69 Dutch Nuggets. A track from 1969, A-side of a 7-inch single, the only single that this Dutch band put out, recorded in De Visseloord Studios on a compilation called Water Pipes and Dykes, Dutch Psychedelia 66-72. The band is called Crash. This is called Last Week.
Just like that big girl that had, she couldn't be my love. Every night I tried to find another one, cause I love a girl as well as one that lasts. Yes, I can't fall in love. But I could always wanna be alone. But I don't know what's wrong with me. I may not always love you, girl, and that is long. There's a twinkling star shine bright. Yes, I can't fall in love. Girls, with a wear across the arms I need. I need your love, I need your charm. Couldn't be my love. I don't always wanna be alone. Yeah, baby, no. But I don't know what's wrong with me. Girls will wear a cross around to me. I need your love. Charms. She couldn't be my love. She couldn't be my love. She couldn't be my love. She couldn't be my love.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Bella io, ti so che io, o ma e no a to po, se va i sada mega, o i kake te yuku, ore no yobu ko e, mune de kitara, ushiro mirai de, kake te oide yo. Oh,
that's a fantastic Japanese band called The Mops, regularly played here on Retrospect, from 1968, track called Haiku.
Yeah.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
We've got time for a bit more Global Garage in this episode 340 of Retrospect. Don't forget about those back episodes. They're available all across the web. Any good podcasting site, just search for Retrospect Garage Punk and you'll find those back episodes. So, a few more tracks. More Dutch music. This first one from a band called The Golden Earrings. Later, just Golden Earrings. And even later, just Golden Earring. Found in 1961 in The Hague. Here's a radio spot for Coca-Cola.
Radio Nederland presents Date with the Dutch. Wherever you're feeling groovy, hip, with it, or whatever you like to call yourself, or even if others or you yourself regard you as a square, here's 15 minutes of music by the youngsters recorded in Holland especially for you.
Summer.
a good drum friend. Thanks.
Coming to the end of episode 340 of Retrospect. Three Dutch tracks there. The Golden Earrings. Things Go Better with Coca-Cola. Then we had a band called The Fab from Rotterdam. Recorded the track we had in a church near Rotterdam with just three microphones. Was of course a cover of them's I Can Only Give You Everything. Picture of The Fab up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. And our final Dutch selection for the show, band called The Phantoms, off a self-titled album released on Dureco Records in 1966. Their cover of Bo Diddley's Roadrunner. So Golden Earrings, The Fab and The Phantoms. Taking us to the end of this episode of Retrospect, thank you for joining me. Big hello to all new Retrospect listeners and followers via our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Your feedback is welcome anytime. You can message me via that Facebook page. You can leave feedback at Apple Podcasts for the podcast as well. And I shall see you out with an instrumental. A band out of Cordoba, Argentina. They had been known as Los Teenagers. They became Los Siems. One album released 1969 on a label called Microphone and a couple of 45s on a label called Disc Jockey. So Los Siems, 1969 instrumental track, bit of Latin fuzz guitar to see out the show. This is Mr. Acelerador, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We'll be right back.
like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.